This is Joanne Factor of Strategic Living Safety and Self-Defense Training, bringing you another Sound Safety Podcast. Today is Monday, January 24th, 2011, and our topic concerns women who run, not with wolves, nor with scissors, but who just plain run, or jog, or speed walk, or walk, whatever. You're doing it out there. Because there's been a lot in the local media about women who've been assaulted while walking or jogging in some of Seattle's most popular parks, such as Seward Park and Coleman Park, and even around Green Lake. And I'm asked if women should even be out running before dawn or after dark. For example, you can listen to an interview I did on Como News Radio on December 21st, and it's posted on both my blog and my website, where the host felt that maybe women should not be out and about at those hours. I say it depends. I, for one, resent the idea that women are told that we have to severely limit activities because of a few creeps. And at the same time, I do recognize that these creeps are out there looking for targets and that this is a real and serious threat. Consider what you are willing to face and how you will reduce your risk. If you are ready to acknowledge that, yes, the lack of light, plus fewer, if any, other people around, do put you at higher risk. And you are willing to take that risk and be ready to fight back, then, yeah, go for it. Some ways you can reduce your risk of being targeted in the first place are to find a workout buddy or group, or start a group yourself, or choose routes that are more likely to be visible and populated. And speaking of running, I'm also often asked about listening to music, like your iPod or other MP3 players, you know, while you're running. And now, listening to music on your MP3 while running does put you at higher risk because you are seen as less aware of who's around you. And you know what? You probably are. So why do people still do it if it puts them at higher risk? Well, quite frankly, it's been shown over and over that music enhances your workout. It energizes you, gets you into a groove, makes you happier. You have a better workout. And to be honest, if you went out running with your iPod, about 99.98% of the time, nothing bad will happen, and you will return home safely. It's that other fraction of a percent you really have to worry about. As an aside, you know, that is a testament to the incredibly safe world we live in today. But that's a topic for another blog and podcast entry. I say, if you are ready to acknowledge that, yes, the impairment of your hearing and hence attention to your environment puts you at higher risk, and you are willing to take that risk and be ready to fight back and figure out how to compensate for impaired hearing and the perception from others that you're less aware, then go for it. But consider this. What are you willing to do to reduce your risk? This is Joanne Factor with Strategic Living. If you would like more information on personal safety and self-defense classes, visit my website at strategicliving.org or phone 206-202-0748. Thank you and have a safe day.